You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. At the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Yay! Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another week of 90210. We are recapping The Benefit of the Doubt this time, and this was a really good episode, and my co-host, obviously, who's always here with me, of course, Fancy, Tracy.
How you doing?
We're just going to get right into it. We're going to start off with Ivy and Raj. They were in the main... Well, they set up the whole plot this season.
Yeah.
For this episode.
Yeah, this episode.
It was all over a talent show that they had to raise money for Raj because he wanted to get, I believe it's the next treatment. For cancer. It's pretty much the most expensive treatment that you can get. And obviously they couldn't afford it. So they tried to get this talent show together, which whoever the winner was, they got a vacation to a private island. Which will bring up the whole Max and Naomi situation. Once Naomi found out what the whole ordeal was, of course, Austin had to get into the mix right there, right?
Definitely.
And basically, she was like, we have to win this because she didn't want Austin to win the private island because she thinks that he has a new girl. Which we come to find out that is definitely her cousin.
Which
I thought it was
weird.
A new girl, though.
I really thought that was his girl. Like, he made it seem really believable. Like, he's good. He's good at being bad.
He really is. And that's why they would actually work out really well together.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was, you know, her trying to find out a talent that they could do. And at the beginning of the episode, Max did a whole magic trick with the cards, which I thought was kind of cute. If my guy could do that for me, that'd be kind of cute.
But I mean, they did the piano first, right? Like, that's what they were doing?
Well, right. They wanted to do the piano.
That was the original thing they were going to do. And I feel like that was cute and simple. That's like, they would be doing that if they weren't trying to win. But since she wanted
to
win.
Yeah, it was cute. But, you know, the crowd would be like,
yeah,
crickets, you know, crickets, if they did something like that. So they end up, Naomi, of course, tries to find a great idea, like always. Mm-hmm. And they get there. It was actually really cute. Her outfit is always to die
always
for.
Always on top.
Like, it was a cute, like, little 20s get up, you know, with the, like, what is it called? A flapper?
She looks
like a flapper.
Little waves.
She was really, really pretty. I really liked her outfit.
All I can say is, for that performance, I mean, money can really buy you a lot of things. It can buy you everything, but it can buy you a magic show. And in how many minutes? 5 minutes? She had, like... What, a cloud and a genie and stuff. And
yeah, it was crazy.
That was like, what in the world? How did she get on top? I'm like, she's so unpredictable.
And it ended up being very well, though.
Yeah.
They actually ended up winning the whole event, the whole talent show. And she got to rub it in Austin's face when she finds out that it is his cousin. So basically, Austin got her. But the whole sad part to this whole thing is that they won. Max knew something was up with Naomi. She normally, she is competitive, but she's not this competitive. And he could tell that it was always based on this Austin guy, which I think is pretty messed up.
It really is. It's really sad. It's like, why can't, I don't know. She's really too crazy about things like that. I think he noticed, it was right when did he first notice it? I don't remember, but like since then, like
she was talking to them about like, oh, you know, we came up with something great, kind of rubbing in like what they're gonna do, right? Was that when it was?
I don't remember, but I just felt bad for the guy as soon as he found out that she was kind of doing it for him. And it's like, I don't know, there's only so much a boyfriend can take. Like, if you want to just sit there and fight over some other guy, it's like not worth it.
And like he said, you know, he can't be the guy who doesn't care that she's into somebody else, you know, and he can definitely tell. And so he broke it off with Naomi, which in a way she kind of had that coming because she can't, you know, have Max be this perfect guy that she wants.
She had it coming, but she didn't see it coming. She wasn't seeing signs of him getting jealous. She felt like her being competitive was low-key, and Max has no idea why.
But Max
is a nerd.
Her.
He's not stupid. Like, yeah. He put the mathematical situations together and said, A plus B means just, you know, so.
Yeah. So that whole situation kind of was messed up. But yeah. We'll see what happens next week. Going to Navid and Silver. Now, this was kind of like a tricky situation. I really didn't know what was going on until the very end, how they put the pieces together. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, at the beginning, Navid was like, all right, I'm done. You know, he took the cars out of the garage, whatever, which I don't even know how he was able to do that without
You just call a tow truck person, come get my cars. I mean, he owns a plate, so if he wants to call and say, come take all the cars out, he has that right.
Oh, because I thought, like, you know, he wanted to get the police involved, which he does later, but
yeah,
I was confused about that. And then, no, and then he sends a photo about Silver, which I ended up, like, thinking that he was just putting her up as a frame, you know, like, mm-hmm. framing her and basically saying, like, she was the one that was going to
what?
Go to jail.
They get caught. I knew when he sent that picture, I think he was just like, hey, like, if you, he said it, like, I will never hurt my family, but she's not family, and I will hurt her. So it was kind of like, if you mess up, I'm going to mess her up, basically.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
what I thought it was like a setup because she was coming out of a car. So
no,
I thought
it was just like, hey, I'm stalking your girlfriend. Here's a picture. He was trying to show. You didn't get that?
Oh.
Most movies are based on that. Like, you know, you can be in a business, and the first thing a businessman, a bad guy, will go after is the one you love. And he knows that Navid loves her.
Oh, my God.
So he's going to try to hurt her, basically. That's what the picture was for.
That's so creepy. Yeah. I had no idea. I was like thinking, no, okay, he saw, like, sold her a car or something.
Oh my gosh, no. Right away, I was like, dang. He was just like, honestly, I would never hurt family, your family, but she's not family. So, like, I'll deal with her. That was basically what he
said. Okay. So, that's kind of crazy. I like that. We needed more of that because I was like, I don't even know what was going on. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we got that, you know, covered because I was definitely confused with that whole situation.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, so Silver thought they were good, but at the end of the day, it ended up being bad again. And Navid ended up going to the police, which I think was great that he did that. And we will see next week what happens.
I think it was cute when he was just like, I'm done. And it kind of showed her, like, you just really did all this for me. And it was cute when they hugged and stuff. And I feel like, you know, now he's at the police and he wants to make things right. He's not going to tell Silver. And that's going to be so annoying. Like, tell me what's going on.
You want to know something, like, really random, what I was thinking? When that whole situation was going on about, like, when he sent the text to Navid, Adriana was actually singing at the talent show. And I thought she was singing, like, about Navid. And I was like, okay, something's really about to go down. Like, Navid's about to hear her sing this song. And I thought it was about to go a whole different direction when it really just was basing on Silver.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought that was pretty crazy. And Navid's sister, Lila, Layla, same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
She had her little, like, vibe in there when she's still with that 27-year-old, 26-year-old. Mm-hmm. And after Navid paid the money, which I just think is so stupid of Navid. I think he really has no sense.
Yeah, I remember, like,
the
second episode we did, I was like, he's going to pay it. And I feel like it's a stupid thing to do. Like, you don't have to give this guy what he wants. And he doesn't seem like the guy's going to cooperate and just stay away from her. And she's not going to stay away, so.
Which he is not even cute. I don't understand why she's all up in his mix.
Because he's probably older and, you know, a young girl wants an older guy and she's naive. And she's like, oh my God, an old guy likes me, so.
Yes. I like these little sounds that's going on in the background. And to top it all off, Dixon was supposed to be the headliner, you know, but unfortunately he did a lot of drugs or whatever he was doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He got a real attitude with Adriana.
I know. They had a little tiff.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Basically, you know, Adriana was trying to help him and he was just like, I don't need help. You know,
he's kind of like, look, you had your time and you messed it up. Now it's my time and you're jealous. And he was saying all kinds of stuff. I was like, where is this coming from?
But at the end of the day, he couldn't perform and he couldn't be the headliner of the whole show.
Yeah.
Which he had a radio interview, which got promoted that he was going to be at the talent show.
Mm.
So that kind of sucks on his end.
That sucks. Like, can you imagine, like, you have to do, like, the Grammys, and then you're just like, everyone come, and then you expecting to see Beyonce.
Well, that's why you don't do drugs,
that's
people.
That's why
you don't do drugs.
But honestly, though, if I was him, which I never will be him in this situation of doing those drugs, and all I had was a nosebleed, I would go on there and perform. If I'm passed out, then
if he hadn't had any sleep or anything like that, of course.
If he is so diehard and you're willing to take drugs to go all the way, why not get on the stage and at least get to where you wanted to go
and
with
then
those
faint?
Drugs? Yeah.
And then fall over and then really look stupid?
Yes.
I don't think so. I'd rather look stupid and have Adriana perform, because that's what she did, and she did a really good job in place of him.
That must have been awkward, though. She just, have a piano and just sing.
Right.
La, la, la. In front of everyone, they're like, don't even care about you. And it's like, she actually took control and did her thing. So kudos to her for the first time.
For the first time.
Exactly. I never give her kudos.
I know.
So go ahead.
I really can't stand her.
But I know she likes every moment. Like, I get to sing again.
I know. And I thought that song was about Naveed, and I was about to get irritated with her. But anyways, we have Annie and Liam. They both kind of weren't in the mix that much. Annie especially. She ended up wanting to do escorting again because at the beginning her car overheated.
Yeah.
She locked the keys in the car. And she got a parking ticket.
Those days happen. I've had one
those
of those days before.
Those days are the worst days ever.
Yeah.
And I've had my keys locked in my car. My car is overheated.
Yeah.
And I
got
so many parking tickets. I mean, I paid them off. Okay.
No, you haven't. That's
most
what she
of
said
them.
Yesterday. I'm just kidding. No, but honestly, like, when one thing goes wrong, if you're irritated, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to advise anyone to, like, not be irritated, because I know no one can stop me from being mad. I'd be like, I don't care what you say, what kind of words of wisdom you have. Like, I'm pissed the hell off right now.
So she was like, I'm irritated. I need money, so I'm going to escort. And the girl sets her up with this guy. I don't even recall his name. All I know is that he looked old.
We'll call him Sugar Daddy.
Okay, that works. Sugar Daddy. And she meets his sugar daddy, and the first date is a total failure because she walks up in there and she's like, oh yeah, waiting for everybody else, and no, it was about to just be them two.
Romantic.
And she didn't even let him finish. Like, she was just like, gotta get out of here.
Dramatic. Like, everyone in, I don't know if everyone in Beverly Hills is just that dramatic. Like, you can't finish your sentence before they're like, oh no, I can't take this. I can't hear. Like, shut the hell
like,
up, but let me tell
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know why I'm here. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna need to leave.
Let him explain himself. He's not gonna jump and attack you. Let him be like, oh, you know, I just wanted
to. You're
hang
in
out
a public place.
You're
like,
in a public place. If it was a hotel room, then yeah, girl, get up out of there. Mace first, then we'll run away. So, yes.
Everybody stay away from her. She always has mace on her.
Always have mace. I'm sorry. I have to be protected in these streets, okay?
Exactly.
In the streets of Beverly Hills.
Yes. No, but he definitely made it up to her the second time around. You know, she ended up meeting up with him. She didn't want to at first, but ended up meeting up with him. And he freaking took her on a helicopter ride to a museum and had a picnic in a museum.
When I first saw the helicopter, I kind of felt like I was hurt. And, like, if a guy just randomly surprised me with a helicopter, I'm not going to be excited. What makes you think I like to fly? You know, that's kind of scary. Like,
that is really scary.
Like, let's just go in a helicopter. Like,
well, she was like, you know, why should I trust you? Which is that's kind of true, too. You don't even know the man. He's taking you on a helicopter.
He can take you to freaking, I don't know,
anywhere.
Israel or Dubai and just, you never come back.
Exactly. You know, I just would not want to get in a helicopter regardless.
Exactly. And with some guy you don't know.
But it is kind of cute, though. He didn't make it up to her.
I'll be so scared.
Yeah, well, they went on a picnic and had a really good time. And they end up kissing.
It was a good but then kind of awkward kiss. It was like, I don't know.
Well, I didn't
so
get
weird.
Why he was like, oh, you're going to regret this. Did you
I
get that?
I love that he said that.
Why?
Because, you know, we can't help a male and a female how people feel sexually. Like, you just want to get it on in 2 seconds. But he's like, hold on. I'm going to respect you. I know you're probably feeling all good inside and you want to just tear it down, but you're going to regret that. And she would have. She's young. Oh. He's old. So he's like, actually, that means that he wants to actually get to know her and not just trying to get to know that.
I thought it was something creepy.
No, it
see,
was
I
just,
was thinking.
See, I know a lot about older men. So I, not like that. Don't even, don't, but I know how it is, and it's like they really, if they really like you, they're not going to just like rush you to do anything right away. So that means he respects her, and I like that. I like him for her. She needs an older guy because these young guys nowadays cannot handle women at all. They're just foolish.
Okay.
Yes, yes, they are
I
foolish.
I disagree because, I mean, at least stick to, like, at least 25, 26. Okay.
Age is nothing but a number.
I mean, that is true.
Age is nothing but a number.
But I don't want my man with gray hairs if I have a full head.
If his gray hair is sexy,
I like my man with gray hairs.
Well, eventually your man is going to have gray hair.
And I will too. And then we can grow old together.
Buzzy the AfterBuzz B says, get back on subject.
Okay. Anyways, we really just got cussed out by a bee. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
To be fair, it was more of me wanting to do that rather than you guys actually being too off subject.
It's cool. It's fine. If that's what makes you happy, then if it puts a smile on your face, that's all that matters.
I think it helps Fancy's argument that, you know what, some young guys are immature.
Yeah, definitely.
They are, of course. Okay.
So I've been waiting for that cue all day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad we gave you that cue. Anyway, so she was good, you know, made him feel alive. Blah, 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 all that crap. And at the very end, ends up going to his hotel room, throwing his wallet in the trash can, which...
That was kind of weird.
I was like, I don't want your money.
Give me your wallet. Like,
well, obviously, I'm not going to be your escort. You didn't hire me, so I'm coming over there just to see you. Obviously, he's not going to pay you if he didn't call you.
Mm-hmm. But I like that, though. She's like, you know, this is not about money. I'm like, oh, how cute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
So, going on to Liam, which I think is so random this episode because...
He becomes a supermodel.
And getting $10,000.
Okay. As models, let's just say for a fact right now, it does not happen that way. First of all, that job was so funny. That black eye when he did that one pose, I don't know if he was like, that photo shoot was hilarious. And he was so awkward. I knew he was going to get the job.
He was so awkward.
He's so awkward.
He was like using a tool, trying, like, the guy wanted him to wear boxers, though.
Yeah.
And he wore jeans, which I think made the ad better anyways.
It probably did.
That would look really weird if you wore the boxers.
Yeah, like, who fixes the car with boxers on? Like, it is really weird.
That'd be kind of gross.
But he's like, only $200. I'm like, $200 for your 5 minutes of shooting? What are you complaining
about? Yeah, it was like 5 minutes.
I'm like, unless I missed the whole 16-hour on set, like, yeah. It looked really easy to me. Take this money and go.
Right. And then he ends up getting $10,000 at the very end. You know, so she was just saying, oh, this is just the start of your career, da da da. And I'm just like.
And then when they showed the billboard, I thought it was going to be at least his face. But it was just, yeah. I was like, that's the start of your career.
Well, I'm kind of annoyed about all that because at the beginning, when they were in high school, he didn't want to do modeling.
But he's desperate. And people are desperate. Sometimes they're like, hey, I'm pretty. I can be a model. I can be an escort. You start to look for jobs that require looks if you have it. So he was very desperate.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Obviously, he did that commercial, so he has a little more confidence now. Like, he wants to do anything to, like, have his bar be good. So he did the commercial, and now this. So,
yeah.
He's growing up.
Do what he has to do.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day of this whole episode was for Ivy and Raj, and they did end up getting the money. Annie's sugar daddy,
yes.
Ended up giving them most of the money. He definitely wrote them out a check and gave them... Probably
really
half
cute.
Of the money
Probably.
That they needed. And so they end up getting that money. So hopefully they will start that treatment. And hopefully it'll be a good time. Yeah. We're going to go to a commercial bumper. And we will be back with our predictions.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got bigger. More bandwidth. Smoother streaming. Lightning fast downloads.
Don't get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
I was petting my dog, I promise. My little puppy.
Lola's in the house.
I swear I wasn't looking weird. Oh my gosh, I gotta change it up. Okay. Hi, everyone. We are back. I was distracted.
I can go to another commercial if you guys want now.
Oh, no, we're fine.
Oh, no, we're good. We're great. That was a good commercial, right, guys? Okay, we are going to go to predictions.
Mm-hmm. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, are we not using the music this time?
Yeah.
I was really sad. Okay, here we go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
that makes it more real.
Yes.
Okay. So our predictions for the whole Max, Naomi, and Austin. What do you think?
Naomi is going to run back for Max. I love you. I'm so sorry. And then I really hope that Max, I said actually like a London person, actually, whatever. I really do hope that Max doesn't take her back, because for a while, I do want them to get married, because he needs to teach her a lesson. Like, girl, you really need to stop just acting so Naomi. Like, you need to change, like,
she's
a little
young.
Bit.
Well, so is he, though.
So is he, but you don't have to be young and dumb. You could be young and
mature. Yeah, I mean, if she wants to be in a relationship, be in a relationship.
Yeah, she's not a good relationship person, so that's going to be...
So do you think they're going to have a hookup, though? Austin and Naomi?
Definitely.
But I could totally see Austin being like, oh, you could have had me, but you stayed with Max.
Yeah, because he's such a... He is evil. Like, mm-hmm. He's a douchebag. Like, he doesn't care about anyone, basically.
Yeah, so I see that happening. I predict that he's about to screw Naomi over, but... After a while, they probably will end up hooking up again. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. They're going to be like the perfect,
when I was watching
couple.
That part when he was looking at the... She was like, oh, you have a girl here? You had made a prediction last episode that it was going to be... what's the girl? What's the sorority girl's name?
Oh, Holly.
I was like, if Holly comes out in her bikini or her panties, I'd be like, damn, you really got that right. But
no,
it wasn't
I was,
her.
I know. I was thinking like, that, though. I was waiting. I was like, oh. I was waiting for her to pop out.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she hasn't been coming back, because she was evil.
She'll be back next episode.
Probably. So what do you think about the whole Naveed situation and Silver?
He is really messing up the relationship. If you want a relationship with somebody, you need to be honest. Like, if you're undercover, let the person you love know. Like, she's not going to accept the fact that he's going to be going back to work with this guy. Like, what is she going to think?
So it's not like she's going to say anything.
Yeah. Who is she going to say anything to? Like, she doesn't talk to anyone but Naveed. So
I don't know. It's going to be really bad. I have a feeling. And I feel like Layla, she is going to get in some trouble as well.
They need to get rid of that girl.
She is a whole mess. She's the one that freaking messed up everything for Naveed.
Yeah.
Because he freaking had to pay her boyfriend money. Like, yeah. That's so ridiculous. So I definitely think, you know, Silver's going to find out and they're going to get in a fight again. And hopefully his uncle ends up becoming behind bars. That's what I'm hoping for.
It's going to take a while, though. Like, to go undercover and something, it's a process. Like,
I feel like it's going to be boom, boom, bam. He's in jail.
Well, hopefully.
Yes. I hope Ivy and Raj, they get that treatment. I bet you they're going to be getting into that. Right
yeah.
Away.
She's still positive. So I feel like as long as he has her and her positive energy, like, he would definitely heal.
I wish I remembered what she said at the end. As long as you're okay, I'm okay, or something like that. Something just really sweet.
No, he told her, like, If I survive, if I'm alive, like, you're the reason I'm alive, or something like that. Because she's the one, she works harder than him. Like, I know he's a fighter and all, but she's really fighting this cancer. Like, she's fighting it more than he is. So that's really good.
Gosh, I hope it happens. That'd be like a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I predict Dixon is definitely going to go to like rehab, or something's going to, they're all going to be like, okay, you need help. Adriana's going to be like, you guys. Dixon needs help.
I wasn't
help.
Supposed to say anything because Dixon told me to keep it a secret, but I don't keep secrets, so I'm just going to tell you everything.
So, yeah.
But I like how she called him out, though. I liked how she was like, no, we're not cool. You're on drugs and you need help. Like, she manned up for 1 second, so good for her. Kudos again. You got two.
Okay. Two tonight.
Two tonight, Adriana.
Annie, I believe she is going to, of course, be with that man for a while.
She's going to fall in love with Mr. Big, which I'll call, he's like a Mr. Big from Sex and the City to me. And when she goes Mr. Big, she's never going to go back to Little Big, which is these youngins that can't hold a woman down. So she's definitely after him, going to be dating older men. So I'm excited
we'll
for that.
See about that. I'd like to see what happens with their relationship.
Yeah. And
of course, Liam, he'll probably keep on pursuing the modeling thing. I'd love to see what crazy things
he's
he has
so
to
funny
do.
And awkward. I can't wait
he's
to watch
so
him.
Awkward.
He'd just be like, but it's like, well, you know you're fine. Stop.
So just use it. But, well, those are our predictions this week. Catch us next week for another episode of 90210. Thank you guys for tuning in.
And do you guys want to plug in anything, your Twitters, anything like that? Anything you guys can...
Of course, follow me on Twitter at Nicolette Gaona, NicoLetteGaona.
And follow me at Fancy Tracy.
All right.
Bye, guys.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
AfterBuzz. AfterBuzz. AfterBuzz.